Boozy resident Sabe Magomboa buried her elderly mother Saturday, but she has no time to mourn.
I am alone. I have no one to look up to. I have nothing to do and no strength to work. I have a sick person at home. The only thing to do now is to walk around looking for food. If I get a cup of rice, I go home, cook, and eat with my family.
Hundreds of people died here when Cyclone Idai hit central Mozambique in mid-March. The cyclone swamped the entire town of Boozy, cutting it off from the rest of the country. Staying above water, residents say, was not easy.
We got out of our home and headed to a nearby school, then water came into the school. We moved to the police station, which was on higher ground, then water came in. We finally moved to a one-story building and stayed on the rooftop.
With the roads destroyed, aid groups can only access the town by sea and air. Food and medicine are finally getting in and reaching some cyclone victims for the first time.
I was not able to get help before when the flood came. I got sick, suffering from malaria. I could not go out to get assistance.
Some business owners lost everything.
I feel injured and disgraced. I have nothing. Even getting food is a problem. I have nothing to sell. I am left with nothing.
While the town recovers from Cyclone Idai, its 150,000 residents expect to depend on humanitarian aid to survive for some months to come. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Boozy, Mozambique.